Hello, everybody. It's about Hungarian politics. Well, in Magyarország, the parliament has voted that Tamás Sulyok, I hope I pronounce it correctly, is to be deposed. And he's the president of Hungary, having held power for a couple of years. There's a woman before him, I can't remember her name, actually. So he was a supporter of Orbán Viktor, who was the prime minister for 16 years, whose party just lost office in April. So the new prime minister, Péter Magyar, and his surname means Hungarian, he leads the Tisza party, whereas Orban led Fidesz, meaning it's a sort of an acronym of Young Democrats. Not young anymore, but they were young in the late 1980s when they're an anti-communist opposition group. So Tisza's got a super majority, so over two-thirds majority, and then they voted through the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. So that's saying Sulyok is out. And indeed, the Supreme Judge of the Constitutional Court, Péter Holt. So that is quite astonishing. So, and the surprising thing is how constitutionality has prevailed. People are all saying, oh, Orban's Viktor is establishing a dictatorship. I mean, not true, even if you're very critical of him in other ways. So he lost that election on 12th of April. He admitted it. He left office a few days later. So Sulyok has been told he's got to sign this into law within 5 days, or it goes to the Constitutional Court and they could uphold it. So Sulyok, if he signs this law, he's gone. If he doesn't sign it, he might be gone otherwise. What if the Constitutional Court for some reason rejects it? I cannot claim to be an expert in the Hungarian constitution, because Magyar wants impeachment proceedings against him. And if those are initiated, that would instantly suspend him from his office. I don't know who fulfills those functions as head of state when the president is suspended. Now, Sulyok could do, because it's the third option, he could simply resign as president, and therefore neither of those things is operative. So it looks like a constitutional crisis is brewing. So Fidesz, they walked out before the vote, which is yesterday, and they said that Tisza is establishing a dictatorship. So those are the only two parties with a significant number of MPs. Wow. So it's more or less, if you win the elections, you have almost unlimited power. So people say that Fidesz, yes, men have been packed in the judiciary and the top civil service. Okay, so anyway, Tisza are delighted with themselves. This new amendment of the Constitution also says you can't be a judge in the Constitutional Court beyond the age of 70. Anyway, those who serve more than three terms in Parliament can't stand again. That would be Orban Viktor couldn't get in, for example. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, some senior judges, retired judges, have said it's a good thing, because, you know, they had totalitarianism before. They had people in office for a very, very long time. It's unhealthy. Why are they doing this? Okay. So goodness, what's going to happen? I don't think there's going to be bloodshed. There's not really a reason for alarm. But one thing is, this new government under Péter Magyar is not very different from the old one. Remember, Magyar was a prominent politician in Fidesz for years, so his views are not too dissimilar to Orban. Not quite sure why he turned against him, but he is at least saying, okay, we will not block European Union funding being given to Ukraine. We don't want a lot of immigration, legal or illegal, or something like that. He's a capitalist, perhaps crony capitalism. He still wants to be a member of the European Union. No move towards dropping the forint and adopting the euro as the currency, and so forth. Otherwise, broadly sort of small C, a conservative, trying to boost the fertility rate. There's been limited success on that one. Anyway, so what do you think? Is this good news, bad news, indifferent? Right, toodaloo.